Solar power is gaining in popularity in California and beyond, and John Perlin is wondering why it's taken so long. After all, he says, the basic idea has been around for some 6,000 years.
Archaeologists have discovered the first conscious use of solar energy in Neolithic China, where the designers purposely built houses to scoop up sunlight in winter and avoid it in summer. The first concentrators were also developed by the Chinese 3,000 years ago to light fires for cooking their evening meal.
But the Chinese weren't alone. Inventive Arabs and early Greeks, including Socrates, also figured out how to use the sun's heat for their benefit. These are developments that Perlin traces in his book, Let It Shine, the 6,000-year story of solar energy.
We have a thing called convergent evolution, where birds, insects, and mammals all develop wings, for example, even though they're totally unrelated genetically. And the same thing happens in the West and the East. We have similar problems where people are running out of wood and have lots of sunshine, and they've come up with similar answers, which were passive solar architecture and concentrating solar.
Later, Leonardo da Vinci proposed additional uses for concentrated solar energy to heat water for both the woolen mills of Florence and the pools of noblemen's estates, yet another of his forward-looking innovations.
Solar pool heating became, in the 1970s, the first commercially viable application of solar without subsidies to this day.
Other varied applications emerged over the centuries, but the next great advance came just 150 years ago, guided in part by Albert Einstein.
I cannot think of anything more magical than a material, when sunlight hits it, becomes electricity without any moving parts. And this first was discovered in 1875, but science really couldn't explain what was happening until Einstein wrote his great photoelectrical equation in 1905, which actually won him the Nobel Prize, not relativity.
The key to his discovery, Perlin explains, were the properties of the atomic particles called photons.
The sun not only has heat, but also light contains energy, photons, and the conversion of photons into electricity is created by specialized semiconductor material, which we now use in California as the cheapest form of generating electricity.
And it was the invention of silicon semiconductors in the 1950s that Perlin says really ushered in the use of modern-day photovoltaics.
The first solar cells were revolutionary in that they increased by magnitude of 10 the amount of sunlight transformed into electricity, and that was 6% efficient. Now we have solar cells for the rooftop that produce 24% efficiency. The theoretical efficiency is about 85%. That's three times the efficiency of the best coal plants. The actual practical limit seems to be about 65-70%.
Even with that long and varied history, says John Perlin, the future of solar power continues to get brighter. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.